10 cents a week to make sure that there was always Cokes in the cooler. Of course, that was the game we go with the Iceman. And chipping the ice. The Iceman would come before I'd go to school, and I'd put the Cokes in the into the box before the Iceman came.
Yes.
And chipped the ice. Then 7-Up man, a fellow by the name of Henderson, came along, and he was offering me more money to make sure there was more 7-Ups in it. So it was interesting, to say the least.
What about, did you have a place where, what would you call outdoor toilets?
No, we never did have outdoor toilet, privies or whatever you want to call
yeah.
it. But I can remember, no, my grandparents did. And some of my mother's brothers and sisters that stayed in Garyville for late into later years.
Were they farmers or?
Yes, farmers. Truck farmers. And there were truck farmers in certain seasons of the year, and a lot of them worked at Gottschall's sugar refinery in Reserve. Now, this is where everything was, the only movie or anything else out there. I used to spend the summers out there frequently. And it was 4 miles and down the levee, down the river road. And I can remember going with my mother's father to bring his green onions to the rail station. They had a market where they bought produce in Reserve. And going with him in the wagon to deliver them, and everything was in French there, unless he'd meet some of his old cronies, I say cronies, from Vacherie, and then they'd go into German.
Huh.
So it was a...
Speak German, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was a Bach, which was almost... He was German, and my mother's mother was German, and I think my dad's mother was part German. Okay. Because my dad's dad was one of the descendants of the original bunch that got kicked out of Nova Scotia. They had 7 brothers. I think they hung one for horse thief and kicked the other 6 out.
They hung?
The grocery business. Now, let's go back there a minute.
Okay.
Heating. We were on the edge of a colored section of town, which today still is. And I guess a good many of Dad's customers at the time were half Negro and half white, and a lot of affluent white. Along Park Boulevard, Camellia and Greer was the, well, that was the elite section of town at the time. Then going out around the lake, around City Park, which today is still some real nice homes and everything like that. And most of the houses had gas, but I can remember selling coal oil, kerosene, for the people for heating and cooking. In fact, that White House, we had a coal oil stove. Of course, mother's mother, as far as up until the time she died, I don't think she ever knew anything but a wood stove.
Okay, when you tell me about using wood,
I never did use wood, but I can remember having to carry wood in when I was at the grandparents. Both grandparents. Of course, there was always a bunch of grandkids around, and grandma would yell she needed wood, or somebody would see that needed wood, and we'd make a big game out of it. And there was a big box behind the old iron stove where we'd carry the wood in.
You'd carry in
an armload of wood and dump it in the stove.